This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMZA, it's Big East League Basketball boys game on deck. It's Holton hosting Sabetha. Get you the starting lineups here tonight. We'll start with the road team per usual. That is the Sabetha Blue Jays under third-year head coach Josh Wurtenberger. 35-20 is Coach Wurtenberger at the helm. This season, the Blue Jays are 4-5 and 2-2 in Big East League play. Cole Mennell, the 5'9 senior, at 10 points per game. Also in the backcourt is Charlie Luker, the 5'9 senior, about 8 points per game. Reeve Mitchell, 6'3 senior forward, 5 points, nearly 4 rebounds a game. Jack Frazee, kind of that swing man, 6'2 junior, 8 points a contest. And the leader for this team so far for the Blue Jays has been Micah Lang, the 6'2 junior. 14 points and 6 rebounds a game. He leads the Blue Jays in both categories. So, again, for Sabetha tonight, Menold, Luker, Mitchell, Frazee, and Lang. For second-year head coach Marco Hunter and the Holton Wildcats, a record of 1-8 and 1-3 in Big East League play. Carrick DeDonder, 6'1 senior, leading scorer for this Cats team at 11 points per game. Also at 11 points per game, Devin Terwilliger, 6-foot sophomore, 11.2 points per game. You also got Corbin Fox in the backcourt, 5'9 senior, just south of 10 points per game. Easton Moulin is a 6'1 sophomore, south of 4 points per game. And Grant Warner is a 6'3 sophomore, 6 points, 5 rebounds a game. So for the Wildcats, DeDonder, Fox, Moulin, you got Terwilliger and Warner. Second-year head coach Marco Hunter at the helm. Our opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Boys game, here we go. Sabetha from left to right. Wildcats in the home white uniforms from right to left. And here is DeDonder off the tip. And the Wildcats looking for win number 2, the opening possession here tonight against Sabetha. And alongside the coach, John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan, Megan, Brandon with you. Packed out, full crew on hand for this Big East League double dip here tonight. Holton girls winning the first game, 45-36. Here's Fox, down low, it's a post touch. Warner has it, had it knocked away near midcourt, going out of bounds. Last touch by Sabetha, just 8 seconds, though, on the shot clock here, as Fox is going to throw it in from the near sideline near midcourt.
The hole's not very well known for going too deep into the shot clock, but that's a pretty good possession for him. We'll see if they can dial something up late.
Well, they get it in the hands of Terwilliger. He gets to the left elbow. Now up top it goes. Moulin has to get a shot up very tough, and it hits nothing but backboard. Good defensive possession to kick things off for Sabetha. It is a shot clock violation, and this Holton Wildcats team averaging north of 13 turnovers a game. Get their first one here, 40 seconds into this matchup with the Blue Jays tonight. Wildcats showing some pressure into the front court. Deflected pass in the corner, nearly saved by Moulin, but then it's going to be out of bounds, so the Blue Jays keep it. Well, the one thing for Holton, again, their record is 1-8, but they play a difficult schedule. Defensively is where they need to shore things up. Right now, this Wildcats team surrendering right at 70 points per game. Blue Jays scored at 51.3 points per contest. 19 on the shot clock here for the Blue Jays. No score. We're 60 seconds into this boys' contest tonight. Here's a post touch for Lang. Skips it into the corner. It's middle. The good look from three. Front rim, no. High for the rebound is Carrick DeDonder for the Wildcats. And then we get a whistle and a foul. It'll be on Reed Mitchell, his first, in team foul number one.
Here comes Sabetha with some full court pressure. Looking like they're manning up.
We saw the Wildcats chip in a little full court pressure. Their first opportunity. We're north of a minute into this game. As Terwilliger, the 6 foot sophomore, works it into the front court. Right side to Donder on the wing. Up top it goes to Moulin. Terwilliger once again between the legs. Back up top to Donder. 19 on the shot clock. Still looking for our first points here tonight. We're about 90 seconds in. There's a drive to the block. Good double. Fading away. Tough shot. Nearly got it to go. Was Corbin Fox. Rebound cleared away by Charlie Luker for the Blue Jays. Inside. Bump. Shot. Frazee rims out. Had a good look. And it's blasted back into the hands of Frazee. Then he lost it off his foot. And it's picked up in the corner by DeDonder. So essentially a couple opportunities there for the Blue Jays, but they come up blank. Here's a three left side. That is well short. And a rebound cleared away by Reed Mitchell. About 2 minutes in, no score, but right up the floor. A little two-on-one break. Another miss. Funny inside by the Blue Jays. Lid is on the basket. Cleared away by Grant Warner for the Wildcats. No score between these two. Wildcats hosting the Blue Jays here tonight. Fox, little tough fadeaway. And nothing but nylon. Corbin Fox on the board. He averages about 10 per. And the first Wildcat point tonight, or points I should say, gives Holton a 2-0 lead. Breaking the press right back into the front court. Frazee diving in from the left corner, drawing the body and the foul. As DeDonder picks up his first and team foul number one. And a quick sub already in for the Wildcats. Marco Hunter about to check in. Daniel Cannon, a 6-foot senior. And he will replace Moulin. 5:37 to go first quarter. Slow start on both sides. The Cats here at home leading 2-0 on a bucket by Fox. Blue Jays have it. It is Mendled. Now into the corner. Wildcats going zone. Terwilliger a near steal. Frazee now on the right wing. Here's Lang. Nice move on the block. Got a man in the air. And he banked it in with soft touch. Michael Lang averaging 14 points, 6 rebounds a game to lead Sabetha in both categories. And that ties it up 2-2 at 5:13 to go first quarter. Here's Fox swinging through in front of the free throw line. Gets it right back to Terwilliger in the corner. Fox driving, losing it, and turning it over. Second turnover by the Wildcats. Here's Lang. Nice bounce pass. Too easy on the 3-on-2 break. And a bucket by Reed Mitchell on the left side, banking in with the right hand. And the Blue Jays a 4-2 lead at 4:50 to go first quarter.
That's about to just great an offensive transition that time. And Holt did not get back on the backside to take away that easy pass.
There's a bump in between the rings out high. They'll get Frazee. A little aggressive there. And subs in for the Wildcats here. Or a sub in.
First appearance of the season for Caden Gale. Plus, he played a little against Silver Lake. I guess we weren't there last Friday.
But he did play a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, had surgery in October. Has missed some time. Certainly a guy that's played some varsity minutes, and good to get him back for this Holton team. Played 17 minutes, had 2 points. Here's a drive to the bucket, and Cannon for two to tie it at four.
Boy, here's a kid that really made some improvement. Cannon has really been stepped up to become an energized bunny for this Wildcat team.
4-4 tie, 4:20 to go here, first quarter. Boys contest tonight, Holton hosting Sabetha. Good movement of the basketball. Mitchell a three, that one no. Lang the offensive rebound, too easy underneath. 4 points for Michael Lang. And he is ballooned on the scene, averaged just 5 points, 3 rebounds a game last year as a sophomore. 14-6 he's averaging so far in his junior season. Here is Gale, just mentioned, got to the rack, couldn't get a tough shot. Little turnaround with the right hand. And then Lang lost it. It's over in the far corner, side of the Wildcats. Gale on the floor to pick it up. Holton up the floor, layup good. DeDonder for two, and the Wildcats tied up 6 apiece. Defense leading the offense for Holton.
That's a great hustle play by Holton.
Now Holton ramping it up, and there's a foul. DeDonder was reaching in on Reed Mitchell, and that's a big one. DeDonder picks up his second. He's going to have to come out for a little bit. Moulin's going to have to check back in for him. We'll also see Jayton Meyer off the bench here for the Blue Jays. But a 6-6 tie here about 4.5 minutes into this game. And we got John, Justin, Ethan, Megan, Brandon all with you. KNZA, also the Holton and Sabetha channels. Here's a drive by Mendel. Kicks it up top. Jayton Meyer. Now left side pass. That pass tipped inside. Picked off by Gale. Turnover by the Blue Jays. Their second of tonight's game. Wildcats into the front court with Gale. 6-6 tie. Back up top to Fox. Working at the right elbow. Had it knocked away and a steal. It's taken away by Reed Mitchell. Bouncing it. Taking. Never mind. He'll take it all the way himself. Reed Mitchell for two. 4 for Mitchell. 4 for Lang. 8-6 Blue Jays. 3 minutes to go first quarter. They saw the Wildcats defense to offense. That was defense to offense for the Blue Jays. Here's an air ball left corner three, but Gale on the backside, an easy rebound. Now a little floater from the right corner. That one missed by Moulin, and then fighting for the rebound. He couldn't get it. Coming up with it is Michael Lang. He wants to go all the way. That should be an offensive foul. And what's the call? He went in a little wild, and none of the three officials made a call. Well, I might be premature. I thought it was a charge, just kind of the way he went in, and yep, that is the call. All right, Coach, did you agree?
I like the call, and I tell you what, Club and Fox picks up more charges. You'll see him get another one before the night's over. He is not scared to stick his nose in and take the brunt of the force.
Well, again, I don't think it was 100% set, but the thought of it was Lang was just out of control.
And the thing about it is, you know, everybody talks about having that feet set. You don't have that feet set. You know, it's defensive guarding position. with real rage, and he was definitely there. He took it right in the numbers.
Wildcats down two with the ball. Gale nearly walked inside, but got it to the corner. A three on the way. High off the rim. Rebound, Blue Jays. Pulled in by Jayton Meyer. Here comes Sabetha. 2:13 to go first quarter, and they turn it over. Not paying attention on the right wing was Cole Mennold. He wasn't ready for that pass. The Blue Jays now four turnovers here in the first quarter. Charlie Luker back into the game for Cole Mennold. We'll see Grant Warner back in for Holton as well, replacing Daniel Cannon, who gave a couple good minutes off the bench. 2:12 to go first quarter. 8-6, Sabetha by two. Wildcats with the ball. There is Corbin Fox, right to left, dribbling with the right, holding up the play call with the left. One-hand pass it goes, right wing. Moulin with it, going over the top to Warner, and a whistle and a foul. They were looking for Warner on the right block, and the Blue Jays will pick up a foul with 2:01 to go in the quarter. It'll be on Jayton Meyer, his first. And it's team foul number four. So the final 2:01, Wildcats are going to be in the bonus. Wildcats will throw it in. Moulin with it up top. Terwilliger with the possession here. Back to Moulin in the corner. They want Warner inside. This time it was knocked away and a steal for the Blue Jays. Four turnover by the Wildcats. 8-6 Blue Jays. 1:50 to go first quarter. Losing it on the right wing. Kurtz picks it up. Terwilliger got a hand on it and he takes it away. A steal for Holton. Sophomore's played well this season. Got a steal right there for Holton. Here's Fox on a baseline drive. Somehow kept his feet in bounds. Back up top, Terwilliger, his pass, lazy. Jayton Meyer comes away with a steal. Two-on-two break. Meyer with the left hand, too strong off the backboard. Out of bounds it goes, and back to Holton. Good transition defense there for the Wildcats, getting a stop. Lang tried to go coast-to-coast. Tough shot off balance, couldn't get it to fall. See Jack Frazee back in, multiple subs in for the Blue Jays. Got Mennold on the floor, Lukerts, Frazee. Also checking in, Jacoby Jackman, first minutes for him. This Blue Jays team, they will play a lot of bodies. That is one thing we have seen throughout the course of this season. Wildcats with it in the front court, down two, 8-6 Blue Jays. Fox lost the handle and another steal. Turnover by Holton, coast to coast, flipping it up with the left hand. And it's Charlie Luker for a deuce on the left side block. And the Blue Jays lead it by four. It's 10-6, a minute to go in the first quarter.
Hey, well, both these teams are playing especially hard, man. They're getting after it up and down the floor. Good solid basketball tonight.
Their baskets have not been easy to come by here in the first 7-plus minutes of this one. Defense has been heavy on both sides. Fox dribbling in between the rings, guarded by Mennold, goes to work. Wild shot, nearly got it to go off balance on the floor, picked up by Jack Frazee. Blue Jays with the lead, getting it up the floor. Shot, no. Backside rebound for Holton. Missed opportunity there. Cannon pulls it in. Shot clock is turned off. Wildcats down four. Can play for the final shot here in the first quarter. Head coach Marco Hunter calling out the signal there to the guard and Corbin Fox. Casually wasting some time. It's down to 16. Dribbling knee high. Get closed out here by Cole Mennold near midcourt. Fox working far side. Down to 9 seconds. Wants the ball screen from Warner. Working right. Gets to the wing. Now diving in from the baseline. Had it knocked away and out of bounds. But it's last touch by Mennold. And the Wildcats, 4 seconds to go, will have a play in underneath.
I think about that 4 seconds. Your whole arsenal's usually at your disposal in this situation. You're going to get Corbin Fox out for a quick blow.
Yeah, Terwilliger's going to check in for him. Throwing it in is Moulin. Right side of his own backboard. 4 seconds to work. They get it on the block to Warner. Moulin in the corner. Three at the horn. It's an air ball. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter in our boys' game tonight. Holton at home trailing Sabetha. Blue Jays lead at 10-6 at the end of one. Second quarter action after a 60-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton hosting Sabetha tonight. Boys game going to the second quarter alongside John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan, Megan, Brandon with you on KMZA. Blue Jays opening second quarter possession with a 10-6 lead. They nearly turn it over, but find it into the hands for a right side three by Wurtenberger, who's checked in, and a rebound off the miss for the Wildcats. Wildcats down four, right to left they operate first half. Their first possession here on offense in quarter number two. Terwilliger with the waist-high dribbles with the left hand, being pumped out by Menold, works it right. Gets it into the hands of Cannon. Now a post-touch. Warner backing down Lang. Strength up to the rim for two. Grant Warner, the 6'3 sophomore, gets in the books. His first basket tonight gets the Wildcats within two. It's 10-8 on the board at 40 seconds into the second. Tyson Wurtenberger just mentioned. Now Reed Mitchell, a corner three. It was on target, but long. Crazy right play for the offensive rebound. Lang fading away. Tough shot through traffic. And Michael Lang has another basket. He's got six.
Michael Lang is a hoss. He is strong.
14.6 rebounds a game, and right back up the floor, Easton Mullen for two. And he's got his first points for the Wildcats, 12-10, back and forth. We go here early in the second quarter. Blue Jays with the lead and the possession. And these two teams split last season their two meetings. There's Lang inside, good kick. Wurtenberger, a three, book it. Tyson Wurtenberger, they're really starting to like this kid off the bench, a 6'4 sophomore. He had 8 points and six boards in their win at Nemaha Central last week, and he is starting to get some more minutes. 15-10 Blue Jays, 6:22 to go until the half. Terwilliger looking inside for Warner, had it kicked away from behind, but off the deflection, Warner, right place, right time. And Warner's got his second field goal here in the second quarter, and it's 15-12 Blue Jays, 6:10 to go in the first half. Wildcats showing his own defense here. Terwilliger up top. Wurtenberger, wing-to-wing pass. Now into the corner with Menold. Holding it high above the head. Launching a pass back up top to Frazee. Lang, left elbow. One dribble in. Mitchell, Wurtenberger in the corner. Back inside to Lang on the block. Backed out. Skip pass Frazee. Good touch pass inside. Shot, no. Mitchell fighting for his own miss. And a foul on the floor going against Holton. Good movement of the basketball there for the Blue Jays. And they'll get a foul here on the Wildcats as Grant Warner picks up his first foul. First foul on the Cats here in the second quarter. Corbin Fox checking back in. Caden Gale, of course, mentioned getting his first bit of action of the season in the last two games, including this one, coming off an injury. It's a 15-12 Blue Jays lead. They have the ball here in the front court, 5:35 to go in the second. Here's Mitchell darting a pass. Menold saved it from going beyond the midcourt line, so avoiding a turnover, 20 on the shot clock. Good trap there, Wurtenberger up top, now Menold right side, no hezzy on a three, yes. First basket tonight, Cole Menold, and it's a three, 32% from downtown, a six-point advantage for the Blue Jays at 18-12 at nearly 3 minutes into this second quarter. That's the fifth player to score here in the first half of the Blue Jays. Here's Warner, up top, a little more right, comes back near side, picks up the dribble, head of the circle, and looking for Fox, and that pass low, and it goes through Fox, and out of bounds for a turnover. Seven first half turnovers for the Wildcats. We'll see Ian Beaters into the game for the Blue Jays. Charlie Luker back in as well, Wurtenberger out, also Menold getting a breather for third-year head coach Josh Wurtenberger, looking for his 36th win in his fairly short time as the Blue Jays boys head basketball coach. Here's Lang, right elbow, turning and facing, kicks it out into the corner. Three is on the way, and a three is in there for Charlie Lukert, and a timeout for Holton. It is the largest lead for the Blue Jays here in the first half. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We got John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan and Megan, Brandon with you. Thanks to everyone tuning in tonight, whether you're on KNZA or the Holton or Sabetha channels, or Holton and Sabetha channels. Again, we're on both. Appreciate it very much. But nice little spurt here by the Blue Jays in the second quarter to build now their largest lead at nine.
Well, a couple things. Number one, we talked about Holton giving up 70 points a game. That first quarter, they only gave up 10. They've given up 11 in the first 4 minutes of this game, this quarter. We also talked about the best of five kids, different kids scoring. They are a consummate team. When the ball moves, it doesn't stick. They're always looking for their teammates. They're finding the best shot possible. Well-coached team. Fun to watch.
Yeah, this Holton team trying to replace four-year players, essentially, from last year. Wildcat team played a thrilling sub-state game, losing in overtime to Coffeyville, which ended their season, but kind of a rebuild mode here for Marco Hunter in year two. 21-12 Blue Jays out of the timeout. Under 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Wildcats, let's see what they dial up here. As Mullen has it, pulls up from 16 and straight away a long two for Easton Mullen. His 4 points all in the second quarter. Gets the catch within a touchdown. It's 21-14 Blue Jays. Get a sub in, next dead ball for the Cats. Left side, Ian Dieters. He'll dive in, creating some contact. No call, but he gets a bucket to go off the window. Another player in the books. This time, Ian Dieters for two. 23-14, lead back to 9. Wildcats have it to Donders back in. He missed a lot of time in that first quarter with two early fouls. Here's Fox in the lane. A tough shot, leaning to his left. Off the miss, a rebound for Reed Mitchell. Blue Jays' chance to get the lead to double digits. I think Lang tried a no-look pass, and nobody was home. It's out of bounds for a turnover.
No-look pass, and nobody was looking at it.
Tough pass to do it no-look when you got nobody looking in that direction. 6 turnovers now on the Blue Jays. We'll show some pressure here in the full court. 3:41 to go in the half, 23-14, Blue Jays leading. It was 10-6 at the end of one, and Sabeth has been able to build on that here in the second quarter. Here's Caden Gale working with the low dribble, taped up with the left wrist, getting to the right elbow, still backing down, gets underneath, had it knocked away and out of bounds. And it stays here, last touch by the Blue Jays with 25, still plenty of time there on the shot clock. So the Big East is just going to be a battle and a grind, and we're really now big into the kind of the heaviest portion of the league schedule prior to that midseason tournament break next week. Warner, a turnaround. It was on target but strong, and it stays by Sabetha, but right to Terwilliger, who can't knock in a three. Quickly up the floor, Sabetha has it back with a 9-point lead, and right to the rack, and two is in. It is Cole Minnels, who now has 5, and the largest lead at 11 at 25-14. Key 3 minutes coming up here for the Wildcats. Working on the dribble to Donder, man-to-man defense for the Blue Jays. Fox down left side. Gale trying to post up, guarded by Wartenberger. Instead, Warner has it on the right elbow. Back to the bucket, back up top to Fox. Thought about it from deep, turns it down. Now puts it on the dribble, gets left wing. Good defense there by Minnels, backing it up top. 9 seconds on the shot clock here to Donder. They go under the screen, fires a three, no. Backside rebound, Wartenberger. Good defense again on that possession for Sabetha. 2.5 minutes to go in the half. 25-14, Blue Jays by 11. Here's Lang. Now into the corner, Wartenberger. Lang on a cut, bumps, no call. Gets to the rack, settling in for two. Micah Lang, 8 first half points. 27-14, a Baker's dozen now the advantage for the road team Blue Jays. Here's Terwilliger, bouncing in with the left-handed dribble, kicking left. It's Donder a three. It's an air ball. Warner there for the rebound. He sticks it up and in for two. Grant Warner, all 6 of his points in the second quarter. And kind of a had-to-have-it basket for the Wildcats. They now trail 27-16. Wartenberger fires a three on the other end. No one to box out. DeDonder pulls down the mitt. Terwilliger left side on the wing. DeDonder up top. They'll reset. 1:45 to go in the half. Here's a drive. Here's a shot. No. Good defense by Dieters and a rebound for Lang. Here comes Sabetha. Wartenberger, touch pass, Minnold. Went behind the back to Lang. He lost it. He's on the floor. And we get a whistle and a foul as Warner dove in on top of Lang trying to get the tie-up. But I think they do get the foul on Warner here. It will be. So Grant Warner picked up his 2nd. It's a hustle foul.
It's a hustle foul. That's going to be one that officials are going to call most times. Anytime somebody's going on top of somebody, that's an automatic. We're going to get the whistle. We're going to get the play stopped and make sure nobody gets hurt.
So the Blue Jays get a reset shot clock to 35. 1:36 to go in the quarter and the half. Here's Cole Minnold on the inbound. Hard drive. Wartenberger left block. Lost it. Trying to fight for it underneath. And they're going to say it was last touch by Holton on the dribble. So a reset here to throw it in. Cole Minnold. 6 players have scored here in the first half of the Blue Jays. They lead at Holton 27-16. Final 90 seconds of this first half. Here's Wurtenberger up top. They set up the screen, the down screen for three. Middle had a good look, couldn't get it to go. And it's out of bounds underneath, and it goes back to the Wildcats. Wurtenberger diving in for the offensive rebound, trying to sell that it was off Holton. Official not buying it. Well, the Wildcats down 11 with a minute 20 to go in the half. Working into the front court, Corbin Fox steps back, right side two, off the heel, fight for the rebound, tips into the hands of Creighton Lanter, who has checked in, 6'4 senior. Big body inside for the Blue Jays. Menold, Mitchell now up top. Mitchell still has it, handed off to Menold between the rings out high with a minute to go in the first half. 27-16, Blue Jays by 11 with the ball. Here's Lukert. Now Wurtenberger up top, left side, it's Menold, working around the arch, spins in the lane, had it knocked away on a steal by Warner, and then Wurtenberger takes it right back, and Warner hammers him, and two free throws coming up for Grant, or I should say for Tyson Wurtenberger, with Grant Warner picking up his third foul.
Just a poor pass on the outlet, didn't a lot of traffic, didn't have a good outlet angle. Bethan steps in, picks it up. Correct.
Yeah, it kind of looked like a frustration foul there for Warner after the turnover. Is Tyson Wurtenberger, his first free throw attempt of the season, is strong, no good. Subs in for the Wildcats. Terwilliger's back into the game. Also, Daniel Cannon as well. 44 seconds remaining in the half, 27-16. Blue Jays with the lead. And the second free throw is good by Wurtenberger. He's got four here in the quarter. 28-16, about 8 second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Fox dribbling along the perimeter, now goes right, dives in from the right wing, swatted by Wurtenberger. Bodies collide and hit the floor, and Fox appears to be on his way to shooting free throws, a little slow to get up. When they get Wurtenberger with the foul, he was maybe good up top, but a lot of body down low. That'll turn off the shot clock. And Corbin Fox is going to shoot two here, the 5'9 senior. One of the key returning pieces from last season for the Wildcats.
Give Sabeth a lot of credit defensively for how the Blue Jays are playing. But Holton, I don't know if they've had one or two open shots in this entire half. Everything has been highly contested, and the Wildcats having trouble scoring here in the first 16 minutes for sure.
Well, the Donder and Fox combined for 29 points in that Coffeyville game and Substate. Those were kind of the two leaders coming back. Fox has been 82% at the line. He's been very good in that regard. He knocks them both down, has four. 28-18 Blue Jays. Final 28 seconds to go in the half. Just finding some other cats to get involved and kind of build off that win last week against Riley County, but saw again a very good Silver Lake team last Friday. Here's a foul on the perimeter with 15 seconds to go. Plenty of fouls to give. Just like the girls' game, we didn't see a ton of fouls. And they get Mullen with the foul, his first. That is the fourth foul, so final foul to give for the Wildcats. If they foul again, Blue Jays will be at the line, but just 15 seconds to go in the half. They were originally going to throw it in underneath, but now on the side out, it'll be Wurtenberger to throw it in. Looking for Lang, left side, right back to Wurtenberger up top. 12 seconds to go. Now Cole Menold has it. Looking up at the clock, 8 seconds, picks up the dribble. Goes to Lukert. Now Wurtenberger, right side three, halfway down and out. Gale couldn't get the rebound, tipped into Lang, and that is going to be good at the buzzer by Micah Lang. And credit all of that to Tyson Wurtenberger on the hustle, rebound, and assist. So exactly what the Wildcats didn't need to close out the half. Blue Jays get a bucket at the horn, and they lead it by 12. Boys halftime score here in Holton tonight. Sabetha 30 and the Wildcats 18. Halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents. break-in, an unexpected fire can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA, also queued up on both the Holton and Sabetha channels. High school basketball in the Big East tonight. Holton hosting Sabetha. Well, if you're just joining us, girls game, it went to Holton 45-36. And in the boys game tonight, right now at the half, Sabetha on the road leading the Wildcats. It is 30-18, a 20-12 advantage for the Blue Jays in the second quarter, creating that little bit of extra separation here at the halftime break. Again, alongside John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan, Megan, Brandon with you, full house, full crew on hand here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Let's get you the first half stats for this one tonight against Sabetha, leading it by 12. Micah Lang, 10 points, 4 rebounds in that first half of play, and then pretty balanced. 6 players scoring for this Blue Jays team under Josh Wurtenberger, 30-year head coach. They got 5 points apiece from Cole Minold and Charlie Luker. They got 4 from Kyson Wurtenberger, also 2 points in the book from Ian Dieters. Now for Holton, they got 6 in the first half, along with 3 rebounds from sophomore Grant Warner. They got 4 points apiece from Corbin Fox and Easton Newland, then also 2 points apiece from Carrick DeDonder and Daniel Cannon. Some of the team numbers unofficially for Sabetha: 6 turnovers, 17 rebounds. They were 1-for-2 at the line and hit 3 threes. On the other side for Holton, they had 8 turnovers, 8 rebounds. They were 2-of-2 at the line, and they had no threes in the first half. Our boys game at the intermission. Sabetha on the road, leading Holton 30-18. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today. today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I'm a chiropractic assistant at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sabetha, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here on KNZA, getting our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Brandon Salmon alongside the coach, John Holliday, Justin Fluke for the Holton Channel, Ethan, Megan as well helping out. Of course, you can watch us or listen in a multitude of ways. Our boys game coming down the home stretch here of the halftime break. John, about a minute or two. We need one more final timeout, but it was a fairly good quarter for that Sabetha Blue Jays offense. 20 points in that second quarter, leading now by 12 at 30-18. If you're on the side of Holton, second-year head coach Marco Hunter, what's kind of the discussion as we come out of the halftime break?
Well, Holton's not getting any scoring yet. One of their leading scorers, Twilliger, hasn't had a bucket yet. You know, we got the Donner's only got 2 points. He sat on the bench for quite a bit in the first quarter. And, you know, the three-pronged offensive juggernaut that Holton's had when they played well, you know, they don't have any of that tonight. Sabetha, on the other hand, wow, I mean, they just, the ball moves, it doesn't stick. They're always looking for a teammate, finding the best spot. They don't turn the basketball over. You know, and part of Holton's problem is Spencer's defense has been phenomenal first half. They just don't make much many mistakes to help each other out, keep everybody in front of them, and don't give Holton very many second chance opportunities.
The Blue Jay boys led 10-6 after one. They outscored the Wildcats 20-12 in the second, lead at 30-18 here at the halftime break. Michael Lang leading the Blue Jays 10 points and 4 rebounds in that first half, leading by 12. A final 60-second timeout, second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at Kellerman Insurance.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys contest here in Holton tonight, getting set to start the third quarter. Wildcats looking for win number 2 on the year. Blue Jays are just 1-3 over their last four, but a win tonight at Holton will get them back to 500. Right now at 4-5, also a win would put them above 500 in league play. Right now sitting at 2-2 coming in to tonight. Again, John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan, Megan, Brandon all with you. Wildcats will get the opening second half possession. They'll go left to right. Home white uniforms, all blue road uniforms for the Blue Jays defensively on this right down to the floor as we open up the third quarter with Sabetha leading 30-18. Man-to-man defense, the Donder with it, missing time in the first half, couple early fouls, little three-man weave up top, Terwilliger with it, now Fox, short corner, it's Gale. Gale started off the bench, but starting this third quarter, spinning on the block, kicks it out to Fox, nice ball fake, another good ball fake, fading away, unable to knock down the shot, and a rebound for Reed Mitchell and the Blue Jays. Here's Michael Lang, little in-out dribble, left side, gets it back up top to Mitchell. 40 seconds into the third quarter, 30-18, Blue Jays. Now Frazee puts it on the dribble from the right wing, gets all the way to the rack, too easy for two. Jack Frazee averaging 8 points, nearly 4 boards a game, his first field goal tonight, and a 14-point Blue Jays lead at 32-18. We have played 1 minute in the third quarter. The Donder, Terwilliger, he'll try, short on a three, good, boxed out by Lang, and a foul on Gale.
Lang is, he's great at the box off. You watch him, he never misses one. He's always in position to either give himself a rebound or his teammates a rebound.
Michael Lang, 14 points, 6 rebounds a game, leading this Blue Jay squad in both categories. Tonight right now, unofficially, 10 points and 5 rebounds. 32-18 Blue Jays. Here's Lang. Nice dive and pass. Lang finding a wide open Frazee in the lane and a timeout on the floor. Quick. Couple buckets here for the Blue Jays. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 6:37 to go. Boys game third quarter. Sabetha 34, Holton 18. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMZA, both the Holton and Sabetha channels queued up tonight, so a multitude of ways to tune into us here. Our boys game just getting going third quarter. 6:37 to go in the period. A quick 4-0 start for the Blue Jays here in the frame. And their lead has extended 34-18. Now brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Well, head coach Marco Hunter was really diving into his team during that timeout. Let's see if it pays off for the Cats here on this offensive touch. Here's Gale inside, turning, facing. Good defense by Lang. He had it knocked away, but getting it back is to Donder along two. It's short, but a foul and free throws coming for Carrick to Donder. He was fouled on the shot. They get Reed Mitchell with his second, and team foul number two. So here's Carrick to Donder, 11 points per game that leads the team, 52% at the line this season, this one up and good. Well, Johnny talked about it, just getting some of these leading scores going in the second half of the Wildcats. To Donder at 11 per, just his third point with that first free throw make. That one might have just grazed the bottom of the rim. They're going to say it's out of bounds, essentially an air ball. So to Donder goes 1-for-2. And it's 34-19, Blue Jays by 15 with 6:18 to go in this third quarter. Here's Lang into the front court. They beat the press. Mennold darts the pass into the right corner. Luker to three. It was on target but long. And a long rebound for Terwilliger. And then it's taken away and an easy layup for Reed Mitchell. Y'all just can't have it if you're the Wildcats right now. And it's 36-19, largest lead for Sabetha here on the road, trying to get back to 500. The win here tonight.
Michael Lang with the steal, the Mr. Do Everything to the Blue Jays.
Kind of the heart and soul so far this season. What is now game 10? Tough turnaround missing. Rebound Blue Jays. Mental pushing. Getting it up the floor. Here is Lang. Little stop, little pop, and a little two. Micah Lang with 12 hard-earned points, and it's 38-19, officially a double-up now. This lead for the Blue Jays, 2.5 minutes into this third quarter. DeDonder, nice move, a little one-on-one. He took it to the rack and got his second field goal. He's got 5. 38-21 at 5:20 to go in this third quarter. Lang trying to work it quickly up the floor. He had it knocked away in the paint. Let's check the call. It appears to be Blue Jays basketball. I think they might have called a kick.
I think they called a kick.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they called.
So no foul. Grant Warner back into the game here for the Wildcats. Also Daniel Cannon as well. We'll see Holden Edelman appearing just in his second game this season for the Blue Jays. Here's Lukert on the inbounds. Blue Jays off to Edelman up top. About 3 minutes into this third quarter, they lead it by 17. Here's Lukert on a cut. Kicks it left. It's Ian Dieters for three. Front rim, no. Micah Lang, though, the offensive rebound. Spinning right, fading. Can't make the second attempt. And finally cleared away by DeDonder, and he is being hounded. Wanted a foul, no call, but DeDonder clears it away off the second chance miss.
Well, Everson Bethel point in the second half has been in the paint.
Here's DeDonder for the Wildcats. Had it knocked away up top. Picked up by Fox left wing. 4:42 clock moving third quarter. 38-21 Blue Jays here on the road. We got 12 seconds. Wildcats do here on the shot clock. Pulling up from the free throw line. It was partially blocked. Fighting for it in the corner. And Cole Menold coming away with it. 3-on-2 break. And maybe not the right decision there by Lang trying to shuffle it back. Wildcats knock it out of bounds. As Terwilliger checks back in here, Blue Jays will have it underneath. 4:26 to go in the third, leading this game 38-21. Gale also back into the game. DeDonder getting a breather for the Wildcats. Here's Lang to throw it in underneath. Bouncing it to Dieters on the block. And switching spots now. Lang has it on the block. Back up top, middle. Thought about a three, puts it on the dribble. Terwilliger playing good defense and forcing us to bet the turnover. Fox in transition. Shot, no, but a foul. Lukert defended it well in transition, but a foul called and free throws coming for Corbin Fox.
Pretty good defense by Sabetha. Got a called foul, but did a nice job. Almost got away with it. Ran in front. The Fox goes to the line and shoots a pair.
No, he's been as good as any in this league at the line. 82%, 2-for-2 tonight. Make it 3-for-3. He's got 5 points. Plenty of time for the Wildcats. They got to chip away a little bit here in this final 4:13 of the third quarter. That make by Fox makes it 38-22 Blue Jays. Micah Lang leading this Blue Jays team tonight, 12 points, 6 rebounds. Fox trying to go 2-for-2 casually. He does. He's 4-for-4 at the line tonight at 6 points. 38-23, Blue Jays by 15, nearing the halfway point of the third. Long pass to Edelman at midcourt. Now Lang getting it off a touch pass. He'll take it all the way. Lot of contact. No call. And ultimately the ball goes out of bounds. And I think it's going to the Wildcats. It's going to be a turnover. Good sportsmanship as well. Cannon helping Lang off the deck there. Maybe trying to do a little bit too much. Blue Jays turn it over. Eighth time tonight. Lang's going to get a breather. Jack Frazee back in. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Wildcats at home, down 15, 38-23 Blue Jays. Here's the Donder, one-hand pass to Williger on the wing. Up top it goes, chasing it back down near midcourt is Cannon. Works left, hands it off to Williger on the dribble, gets to the free throw line, a little hop step in the lane, and they're going to say on the shot, he could be shooting free throws, but a foul on Sabetha. And reaching in was Lukert, his second. And it will be free throws for the 6-foot sophomore, Devin Terwilliger. Well, we talked about DeDonder and Fox being kind of the two key guys coming back. Looks like the Blue Jays want a timeout here after this free throw. Terwilliger short on the first. It will be a Sabetha 30-second timeout. Looks like a kind of a line change here. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout on KNZA brought to you by Schlegel's. Homegrown popcorn of Whiting, alongside the coach, John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan, Megan, Brandon with you. You know, Fox, DeDonder, those are the two key seniors coming back. This was a Holton team that lost, you know, a Braden Peak, a Bodie Dillon. You talk about guys that have been playing for 4 years. You know, 5 players graduating, including their 3 tallest players. So it's kind of a different roster for Marco Hunter under year 2, but Terwilliger's kind of stepped in as a sophomore and been kind of that next guy up. behind DeDonder and Fox. I know it's been a little quiet for him tonight, but came in averaging 11 points per game. Again, only a sophomore.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, quiet. You can't have a kid like that be quiet. He's a leading scorer. I mean, 11 points a game. And the thing about it is, his dribble drives create opportunities for other kids. I mean, Sebastian's done a nice job. He's great. He hasn't got to the paint yet. He hasn't got any looks from the three-point line yet. I think a lot of it's due to Sebastian's defense. They're just suffocating Devin tonight, and he's going to have a chance to get in the scorebook with his second free throw.
Out of the timeout, his free throw, Terwilliger does get it to go. So his first point tonight, he goes 1-for-2 there. And now Holton gets a quick steal on the inbounds pass. DeDonder had a shot blocked by Frazee. What a sequence there. Holton quickly back on the defensive side. Here's Jayton Myers skipping it. Reed Mitchell setting the feet for three, short from the left wing. The offensive rebound by Wurtenberger. He's bumped to the floor and a foul on Holton. And they get the foul on Fox. His first, just the second foul on Holton here in the quarter. 3:29 to go in the third. It's a 14-point lead for the Blue Jays. Here's Meyer looking inside for Mitchell. He lost it out of bounds at a Blue Jays turnover. So ultimately, the Wildcats do get a stop there, despite a second opportunity for Sabetha. Now Sabetha kind of extending out this pressure into the full court. As DeDonder has it, getting it in from Fox, far side of the floor, working from left to right into the front court. Works it back middle of the floor, keeping the dribble. Terwilliger left side on the wing. Back up top it goes to Cannon. Cannon ball fake, working, getting in the lane, kicking left. Now Terwilliger left elbow. Little fake a pass there. Fox on a cut, little smooth J, pull up from the right elbow, a little bit strong, rebound middle. And Sabetha quickly up the floor. Frazee beats everybody and he lays it in. Jack Frazee, all six of his points in the third period, and it's 40-24 Sabetha at 2:50 to go in the third.
He knows not tonight when it hits Frazee. He wasn't even looking for it. He picks it up, scoops it in for a bucket.
Here's Fox fading away, left corner three, in and out, whistle on the floor, and I think they're going to get Reed Mitchell fouling Fox on the three-point attempt. Foul on Mitchell, that's his third. Three free throws coming up for Corbin Fox.
I'm thinking it might be a safe bet to say that Sabetha has about 20 of their 40 points in transition. Holton has struggled in transition defense, and the Blue Jays have been really good tonight getting the ball ahead and finishing at the rack.
Now Corbin Fox makes the first of three on this stint at the line. He's got seven. He's only made one field goal. Five of the 7 points have come from the stripe tonight. But he's very good in that department, north of 82%. And he stays perfect tonight, making free throw attempt number two. Charlie Luker back in for the Blue Jays. Moulin back in here for the Wildcats. Also, Gale back on the floor as well for the Cats. So tonight, Fox, 6 for 6 at the line, trying to make it 7 for 7. Boy, and he does. He looks confident.
Makes it look easy, don't it?
He's got 9 points, 7 of the 9 at the stripe. He makes all three, 40-27. Holton trailing by 13. They have trailed by as many as 19 here in the third quarter. Now Wurtenberger off his hands and out of bounds. Ill-advised turnover. So Beth only had 6 turnovers in the first half. They got 5 racked up here in the third quarter. Quick sub for Sabetha. Micah Lang quickly back on the floor, replacing Wurtenberger after he let that one go out of bounds. Cats down 13 with the ball here at home. 2:20 and counting, third quarter. DeDonder on the dribble, waist high, working back top of the circle. Now right side on the wing, it goes to Mullen. Here's Fox. Quick with the dribble, lost it off his knee, picked it up top of the key. Now DeDonder left side. Looking for a cut, not there. Underhand bounce pass to Fox, who works it to the right wing. 10 seconds on the shot clock, 2 minutes to go in the third. Here's Gale inside, working, little up, good defense, shot, no. Blue Jays played it well, and Lang pulling down the miss with another rebound. And Colton wanted a foul, they did not get a call there. 40-27, Blue Jays by a Baker Stubbs at minute 45 to go in the quarter. Here's Lang, driving in from the left wing, backed out, good defense by DeDonder. Now Wurtenberger, little two-man game. Too easy, Lang inside for two. Terwilliger tried to take the charge, ref wasn't buying it. And Lang now with 14 to lead the Blue Jays, 42-27. DeDonder right back up the floor. Nobody stopped the ball, and DeDonder has 7, and the lead back to 13. Wildcats can afford to exchange buckets. They need to go on a run. Wurtenberger a three, front rim, tipping it into the air, and another rebound for Micah Lang. Little scoop shot. No, it was halfway down. He comes back in to save it, and a third opportunity here for the Blue Jays. Mental driving, kicking right, a three by Lukert, no, Wurtenberger, another offensive rebound, fading away, four opportunities, and Wurtenberger fading away, maybe the more difficult of the four shots.
That might have been the first bucket they hit outside the paint the third quarter. Here we go, jailbreak.
44-29, and Holton turns it over, layup good. Boy, this sequence, seven now for Lukert. About 5 seconds, 4 seconds roughly difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Wildcats just had it to within 13 with the possession, but it's now 46-29. Here's the Donder on the dribble, gets in the lane, fades away, high off the heel, hits the rim twice, falls off. Gale gets the rebound and a foul on the floor with 21 seconds to go in the third. Well, you could tell Caden Gale's just trying to fight the rust off, just appearing in his second game of the season after missing a good chunk early due to an injury, and played a little bit in that Silver Lake game Friday, 17 minutes, scoring 2 points. He's got two rebounds here tonight, and his free throw is good. First point for Gale tonight, the 6'1 senior.
He brings some toughness to the floor, though. He plays the game hard.
That foul, by the way, on Sabetha's Micah Lang, his second. Obviously, free throws here, 1 for 2, second chance, missing on the offensive putback by Mullen, and then cleared away by Jayton Meyer. 15 seconds to go for the Blue Jays, shot clock turned off, they lead it by 16. Going to work, Mennold, getting it back from Meyer on the right wing, down to 5 seconds, all the way, scooping with the left hand, difficult finish for Cole Mennold, and DeDonder's half-court heave is well short. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter in the boys' game tonight. Well, it was a 12-point game to start the frame. Sabetha in front. They have ballooned it to 48-30 as we go to the final quarter here in Holton tonight. Fourth quarter right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We're back to it. 60 seconds on the timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 8 minutes here in our boys' game tonight. Holton hosting Sabetha. Big East League Showdown on KNZA, also the Holton and Sabetha channel. Brandon, John, Justin, Ethan, Megan all with you, part of the broadcast team across the board. Blue Jays opening fourth quarter possession, leading 48-30 here on the road. Micah Lang right at the rim for two. Good opening possession on offense for the Blue Jays. Lang up to 16 tonight as coming back to weigh in. Right side three by Daniel Cannon. Well, had to have it. A quick timeout by Holton, a 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, time is still on the board, Mr. Coach John Holliday, and a big three right there to make it 50-33. The 17-point deficit, certainly a high mountain to climb, but Wildcats got some time. They just need to get some stops.
Well, they got to stop letting Sabetha shoot layups. I mean, Sabetha looks like they're in layup drill. Everything's a cut to the rim, easy bucket, not defending, and because they're such a great passing team. They're fun. It's unselfish, fun to watch. Here comes Holton with some full-court pressure.
Blue Jays averaging 12 assists per game, dishing it out a little bit extra tonight. Holton does come out in the full-court press. Out of the timeout, 20 seconds into the final quarter. 17-point Blue Jay lead at 50-33. Win tonight for Sabetha will get him back to 500 and 3-2 in league play. Here's Frazee spinning away from a defender all the way to the rack, and it's going to be an and one. Thought maybe for a split second, Cannon took the charge. I don't think he sold it well enough. And it's going to be an and one for Jack Frazee. What a finish through contact, and he's got eight.
Bang, bang play. Daniel Cannon did a nice job, but what? You got a kid that Frazee, he is strong going to the rim.
And the free throw is good by Frazee. Capitalizes the three-point play. He's got nine tonight. And just like that, it's a 20-point Blue Jays lead at 53-33, 7:17 to go in the game.
And all nine in the second half.
Here's Gale, methodical to the paint, trickle one up, and it can't go. It just kind of worked its way off the backside rim, and then a foul. Going to be on Mullen, his second. Maybe a little frustration with that one. Sir Williger's going to check back in here for Holton. 7:06 to go, 20-point Blue Jays lead it. He'll take the spot of Warner. Going to have to ramp up the pressure here in the full court. So Sabetha working it. That's going to be a baseball pass. One bouncing in front of Luker. Gets underneath, fades away. No, good, well defended, but a second chance, no. Frazee's going to get another offensive rebound. Try to bounce it out, but it's taken away by DeDonder. And a steal for Holton. DeDonder, no, and a foul. And is it an offensive foul?
No, that's
a block. Okay.
Block, a shoot two.
All right, free throws coming. A wild sequence there. The Wildcats going to get two free throws here from Carrick DeDonder. He's one for two tonight at the line, 52% on the season, 7 points and three rebounds in this game tonight for the 6'1 senior. That foul was on Reed Mitchell, his fourth. First free throw no good for DeDonder. Stays 53-33, Blue Jays, 6:52 to go in the game. And these two teams split their two meetings last year. Holton winning the matchup on the home floor, 50-48. Sabetha winning their home matchup, 53-37. Right now, it's all Blue Jays leading by 19. That second free throw was good by DeDonder. Here is Lukert in the front court, left side on the wing. You can tell the Wildcats are trying to ramp things up on the defensive end. Need some stops, and they need them quick. Here's Lukert. 17 on the shot clock, 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Menold on a curl, lost it, but right to Lang. Oh, man, when things are going right, sometimes it just works out that way. Lang with 18 to lead all scores, 21-point Blue Jay lead. Wildcats got to work quick. Down 55-34 to DeDonder. Good look, and through contact, a little floater off the window. Soft touch. Diving in from the right wing. 55-36, Blue Jays, 2 minutes in, 6 to go here in the final quarter. Both these teams in midseason tournaments next week. Excited for next week as those midseason tournaments will be upon us. We'll have a heavy schedule across our network. Get that figured out later in the week. Here's a dive, here's a cut, here's a shot. No, missed inside by Dieters, and a rebound off the miss by Mullen for Holton. 5:40 to go in the game, Holton down 19. Here's the Donder high left, closed out quickly by Lukert. Inside, Gale curling, spinning, can't get a shot to go, but a foul on Frazee. And free throws coming for the senior, Caden Gale.
I can't say enough good things about Michael Lang. I mean, not just the 18 points that he's got tonight, but he's the calm out there for the Blue Jays. I mean, they rely on him. He can bring the basketball up, the number of assists and steals he has tonight, the number of rebounds. I know he leads the team, but he's not a flashy guy. He just is one that piles up stats and helps you out nonstop on each end of the court.
Only a junior as well, which is good news for the Blue Jays as Gale knocks in the first free throw. Jayton Meyer back on the floor here for the Blue Jays.
And no emotion from the young man either. Just
keeps a pretty even keel.
Let's go to work.
5:32 to go in the game. 55-37 Blue Jays. Another free throw coming for Caden Gale. And has been missing some time coming back from an injury that dates back to October. He misses the second. Rebound for Jayton Meyer, who just checked back in for the Blue Jays. Here's Lang, just talking about him. Now Dieters stepping back on the right wing. Back up top it goes. Here's Charlie Lukert with it. Pass towards the corner, tipped out of bounds. 19 on the shot clock. Grant Warner back into the game for Holton, taking the spot of Gale. I'm sure Gale's going to certainly work his way back to more consistent minutes. He's coming back from that injury. Quickly inside to Lang. Bounces it to Lukert. Now back, side pass, Meyer, little up and under on the left. Block for two. It went from Lang to Lukert to Meyer. 57-37, the lead back to 20 at 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Mullen with it. Into the corner, Fox, tough floater. He'll draw a foul. Diving in from the left corner, and a little floater from 10 feet was short, but a foul on the floor. Not on the floor, actually. Free throw's coming. They got Ian Dieters with his first. Third team foul. Corbin Fox, boy, he's lived at the line tonight. 7 for 7. Make it 8 for 8. He's got 10. 8 of his 10 at the line. Came in at 82%, and he has only helped that percentage. Holton as a team came in at 66%. Reed Mitchell back in, taking the spot of Charlie Lukert for the Blue Jays. Got 4:54 left in this game, with the Blue Jays leading 57-38. Fox still one more free throw. Boy, about as automatic as you can get. 9 for 9 at the line for Corbin Fox. 57-39 Blue Jays. Here's Lang in the front court. Quickly doubled, dribbling out of it. Now Reed Mitchell. Now Meyer, left elbow, kicks it left, middled in the corner. Dribbling back to the wing. Nice little give and go. Good passing. Lang with the ball fake. Turned down a semi-open three. And now it bumps into the corner with Reed Mitchell. 13 on the shot clock. They skip it to middle. Left corner. Now 9 on the shot clock. The official even helping out, pointing up to the clock. Here's Lang on the dribble, bumped on the perimeter and fouled with 5 seconds to go, which is going to reset the shot clock.
Boy, they weren't just holding on to the ball. That was a patient possession, but there was a ton of movement and passes. That was phenomenal by Sebastian.
Probably saw 5 or 6 passes with not even a single dribble. It was well moved, but now they get a fresh shot clock as we're coming up on the halfway point of this fourth and final quarter. Lang, a little soft pull-up, couldn't get it to go. Fighting for his rebound and just flips it up and in with his back to the basket. Micah Lang with 20. And it's 59-39 as the Wildcats quickly go one and done on this possession, and Ian Dieter is going to clear it away for the Blue Jays. Boy, Lang with a big-time night. 59-39, Sabetha, 3:50 and counting. Here's Mitchell in the paint. Dieters with the cut. Kicking out to Meyer. He'll try a three, just grazing the bottom of the rim short. Terwilliger, the rebound for Holton. Near sideline, bringing into the front court. Working on the right wing, diving in. Had it knocked away. Fox trying to gather. It's taken away. A Holton turnover. Here comes Michael Lang all the way, coast to coast. Layup for two, and Lang's got 22. And a timeout for Holton. It is a full. We'll follow suit. Blue Jays blowing it open here with 3:25 to go. They lead it. 61-39. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's been a strong night for the Sabetha boys as they are looking to get back to 500 on the season. A win here at Holton, putting them at 5-5, 3-2 in league play. They still got 3:25 to close this thing out, but alongside John Holliday, Justin Flute, Ethan, Megan, Brandon with you, 61-39. They lead this game, again, powered by the junior Michael Lang with 22 points and unofficially 10 rebounds as well.
So what's impressive about Sabetha, they win tonight, they go back to 500. That tell you about their schedule? I mean, this is a good basketball team. And it is on cue.
Crazy, a steal to the rack, missing. Lukert a rebound, had it knocked away underneath. Still fighting on the floor, bodies are down. Picked up by Edelman. Wurtenberger passed to Frazee on the backside. A lot of contact, muscling it up and in for Jack Frazee. He's got 11. Holton with just a costly turnover there. Now on the other end, a shot, no. Rebound for Sabetha. Ryder Smith appearing in his seventh game of the season for the Blue Jays as it's a 24-point lead with 2:45 to go. Bouncing it. Oh, give and go. How about that? Crazy to a cutting Wurtenberger from the right wing. Not defended well, and a bucket for Wurtenberger. He's got 8, 65-39. Blue Jays blowing it open at 2.5 minutes to go. Boy, the movement with the basketball here tonight. Everything just so smooth as Holton had it knocked away and a steal by Ryder Smith. Smith, a little hop step, had it knocked away, but a lot of contact and a foul. It's going to be two free throws for the 6'1 senior Ryder Smith. Gavin Simpson, who is into the game now for Holton, picks up the foul. So it appears both teams might be diving a little bit deeper into the bench here with 2:17 to go. Smith at the line. And it's his first free throw attempt of the season. And he knocks it in. Cannon back in for Holton. Also, we'll see for the first time, or I should say second time tonight, we'll see Jacoby Jackson. Another senior guard in for the Blue Jays. We're down to 2:17. It's 66-39, Sabetha. Second for Smith. That one, no. Nearly banked it. Fighting for it. Edelman the rebound, though, and then another foul inside. More free throws on the way. It's the fifth team foul on the Wildcats. And they get this one on Max Gilliland, the freshman, with his first. Here is Holden Edelman at the line. And he got the first one to go. First point for Holden Edelman this season. Played a little bit in the Nemaha Central game last week. Big body trying to work his way into a fairly deep rotation, and he goes 2 for 2. 68-39. We're stopping a bucket away from a potential running clock here in the final 2 minutes. Ball fake by Cannon, gets to the right elbow, kicks it back up top to Becker. Holton again going a little deeper into the bench. That corner three was blocked, and Wurtenberger another rebound. Going to be real interesting to tally up these rebound numbers. It's been dominated by the Blue Jays in that category. Edelman up top, Ryder Smith, now Wurtenberger left wing, bouncing it straight away. Creighton Lanter a touch. Now again up top, shot is on the way, and it's banked in. It's a three for Jacoby Jackman. That's the third or the first triple this season for Jacoby. 71-39, and a block shot by Wurtenberger on the perimeter, and then he knocked it away and out of bounds. Telling you what, keep an eye on this 6'4 sophomore, Kyson Wurtenberger, starting to get more minutes for head coach Josh Wurtenberger. Been a fun piece off the bench. He'll come out. As checking in for him is Gavin Weedle. And Blue Jays going heavy into the bench now with this big lead. Gavin Weedle appearing in his third game of the season. Jackman also on the floor. Final minute. What's been a dominant performance tonight for the Blue Jays. Another air ball three right wing. Trying to fight for the rebound inside. Jackman pulls it in. Maybe a possession or two left in this one. It's going to be a split tonight in the Big East. And there's a good hustle play, but a steal and a turnover. Cannon picked off that pass and then got a toe touch on the sideline there to turn it over. So essentially turnover v. turnover. And with that lead, the running clock is in effect. Blue Jays get it in. Working right side, tough shot. Is that going to go? It is for Weedle. So Weedle appearing in his third game makes it 73-39. Final 15 seconds here. What a win tonight for the Blue Jays. Tipped out of bounds. Good hands by Jackman. Blue Jays got it to 30. So that running clock, final 4 seconds, knocked away. Holton, desperation, no. And that is the end of the game tonight. Dominant by the Holton, or I should say Sabetha, beg your pardon, 73-39. Blue Jays win it on the road. It's a Big East League split. We'll talk about it as our postgame show is next, brought to you by Beat Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Against Sabetha, 73, Holton 39. We'll break it down and wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post-game show here on KNZA, again brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business. Recreational, residential, agricultural, real estate. One final time, John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan, Megan, Brandon, all with you. Again, we were queued up all night, both Holton and Sabetha channels here on 103.9 as well. So, John, it turns out to be a split. Holton girls get their first win of the year. Big-time stretch late in the fourth quarter, pulling away from the Blue Jays 45-36. But we saw maybe the best of this Sabetha team and what they could be as we get into the midseason tournament time coming up next week. Both ends of the floor, they were dynamite tonight. They were moving the ball. They were sharing. They were causing havoc, creating turnovers. The rebound numbers were quite staggering. We'll get to those in a moment. But Micah Lang leading the charge, 22 points and 10 rebounds. And the Blue Jays outscore Holton 43-21. In the second half to win it on the road, 73-39.
So many weapons. You know, they just, there's not a bad shooter in the bunch, and who's going to get it? You know, that second half was just a thing of beauty. You talked about it earlier. No dribble, pass, paint point. And we saw that time and time and time again. And then you go to the other end defensively, they were just outstanding with what they do, suffocating. You know, they hold Twilliger to 1 point, and you know, character Donner got his 11. Corbin Fox got his, but boy, they just suffocated Devin Twilliger and took one of the three prongs out of Holt's offense.
Well, again, unofficially trying to keep stats on the fly here. I'm sure it may be a little bit different, but the rebounds is what really stood out to me. Unofficially, 39-14 was the advantage for Sabetha tonight in the rebound department. That, obviously, a big key, and a lot of that on the offensive end as well. So let's go through some of the numbers again tonight. Sabetha boys with the win back to 500. They are now 5-5, and they get above 500 in league play. Now 3-2 in the Big East. Holton, they dropped to 1-9 on the year with the loss, and now 1-4 in Big East league play. All right, let's go through the numbers again. Sabetha had 12 players score in this game.